another episode of Conclave Radio. I'm your host, Casey Hall.
I'm Clint Johnson.
I'm Conclave's beloved, JTJ.
And I'm Radio Nate.
Oh my goodness, it's so good to see you guys.
Yes.
I feel like it's been a whole week since I've gotten to talk to you.
It really seems like that.
It does. It seems like just a week ago we were talking about three different ways you can slow down. Does anyone remember what those three ways were? Three little points?
I'm sure you do.
I'm sure I do. It's not like I have it highlighted in front of me. Something's hilarious.
Something happened and we missed it.
You know what's hilarious? The fact that some people don't slow down.
That's right.
Because
I would agree.
They don't want to simplify their life. And one, they don't want to simplify their life. Two, they don't want to keep the Sabbath.
Oh, yeah.
And three, they don't want to be satisfied with what they have.
It's hard to be. Yeah. It's so true.
It's hard to be satisfied. It's hard to be satisfied with a podcast like this. But you know what? I'm satisfied. I'm more than satisfied.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Yeah, I'm just glad satisfied. To be here.
So in this week, we're going to continue and finish off what we were talking about last week. I'm just going to go ahead and start with the story. And there's a video online from the Washington Post. But what happens is at the Metro Station in Washington, D.C., a young violinist played several Bach compositions as people rushed by. After 3 minutes, a middle-aged man stopped briefly, then hurried away. 4 minutes later, a young man received his first dollar. A woman threw it in his hat without stopping. 6 minutes later, a man leaned against a wall to listen, looked at his watch, and walked on. After 10 minutes, a little boy stopped, but his mom hurried him along. Other kids did the same, but every parent, without exception, rushed them on. The young musician played for 45 minutes. During that time, 6 people stopped and listened for a while, and 20 gave money as they walked past. He collected a total of $32. And when he stopped playing, nobody noticed or applauded. There was no recognition at all. What's remarkable is the violinist was Joshua Bell, one of the world's greatest musicians, and he played some of the most intricate pieces ever written on a violin worth $3.5 million.
Wow.
Ooh.
So the question is, if you have no time to stop and listen to one of the world's best musicians playing the finest music ever written on one of the most beautiful instruments ever made, what else are you missing as you barrel through life?
So this this weekend, my family and I, we made a spur-of-the-moment decision, and we went to Pigeon Forge, and we went to Dollywood. And we did that partially because my daughter Addie, her birthday is next month, and she's going to be getting plenty of presents from family members, extended. And so we said, hey, how about for your birthday we just go up to Dollywood where we have season passes? She said that'd be great. All right, so while we're there on Saturday, I'm photo guy. Right. I'm dad. Dad takes the photos. I love taking pictures. You know, my theory is if you don't take pictures, it's like it didn't happen. OK, it translates into Conclave, too. Right. All right. So there are these, and they have it all decorated for the fall right now. And they had these little signs, and I'll show it to you for the guys in the audience, in the studio, and hope. So they have these signs and these little quotes by Dolly. OK, and this was Dolly's quote, one of them. I make a point to appreciate all the little things in my life. I go out and smell the air after a good hard rain. These small actions help remind me that there are so many great, glorious pieces of good in the world. I thought that was good.
That is good.
You know, to take the time to literally stop and smell the roses. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a saying.
The little things.
Yeah. But not only that, but like, you know, Some of the maybe even the problems other people, I think is what I mean, what I'm trying to say. I'm very stuttery today. You can barrel through life because you're so caught up in your own problem situations, and you could be walking past someone whose problems are like out of the ballpark compared to yours. Mm-hmm. And we have no idea. There are so many things we miss just because we have this like the barrel. What is it? Barrel vision?
Tunnel vision.
No,
tunnel vision.
Television. No, because we have this tunnel vision.
I hope I didn't
for
say that.
Our own life. I'm
going to start calling it barrel vision, though.
That's barrel.
I was thinking of James Bond.
Oh,
I got you. Got you.
But yeah, there's so many things we can miss outside the tunnel. Lamentations 1:12 says, "Does it mean nothing to you, all who pass by? Look around and see if there is any suffering like mine, which the Lord brought on me. when he erupted in fierce anger. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, what are we passing by? There's probably a lot of stuff. Can y'all think of maybe a time this week or sometime in the past where, you know, I guess you wouldn't know if you passed by something important, but like, have you ever been caught off guard by something that you weren't expecting and it's like, oh, like you could have missed it?
Well, I think like in like relation to the verse, you know, I've talked to people that I've like been around at school all day, and then you talk to them and then like, man, I'm so mad right now, like, and stressed, I'm dealing with this and this and that. Mm-hmm. And at school, you're like, I had no idea, you know? So yeah, you know, so like something like that, you know.
Yeah, I think there's lots of times when we're busy just doing checking boxes off of our to-do list that there are plenty of times where we need to stop and slow down and look and see, you know, who's around you. You know, if you know you're just doing normal tasks, there are plenty of opportunities the Lord can give us to minister to people who would probably benefit if we would just slow down and look around. And we probably miss tons of opportunities that way, yeah, for sure.
Another thing that's always gotten me, and I can't remember the quote exactly, but that's not even a quote. It's really just a fact that, like, people are watching you. Like, yeah, even you don't realize it, but there are plenty of people who are watching you.
And, like, how you deal with things.
Or what I'm used to hearing, because I'm surrounded by kids and my younger brothers all the time, is, like, they watch you and they copy you. Yeah. And it's something I don't realize. Even like some of the kids here at Metro, when I'm downstairs, or, you know, Michael and Addie, as an example, you know, they watch us and they look up to us, and, you know, we could be focusing on something, not even realizing they're there. And then what if we mess up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then they're gonna copy us. They're gonna remember that. There's so many things that we miss in life because we're so busy. Because we stay busy and we stress ourselves with all these, you know, I guess activities, our to-do lists, and not only that, but instead of focusing or stopping to realize the bad things or being careful, sometimes we just gotta stop and enjoy life at the same time, because. I mean, raise your hand if you've experienced burnout before.
Raising my hand.
Sure. I see that hand. Thank you.
That's right. I see that hand.
Everyone in the room raised their hands.
Yes.
Yeah. Said they raised their hands.
I would say, like, especially COVID, like, really brought that to my eyes, because, first of all, like, I barely even remember what happened, like, what life was like without the masks and stuff.
Pre-COVID?
Yeah, it's But like now, you know, we had such a long time of like nothing, and like we couldn't do anything either because everything was closed. Okay, well now you can't go to a football game. Whereas before, you'd be like, oh, I'm too busy. Like, we're not going to do that. You know, too much money. Like, we don't need it, whatever. And now you can't go. Mm-hmm. And so now it's kind of.
No, it's not an option.
Right, yeah. And so it's like we need to, you know, that's not exactly what this verse is talking about. But like in general, you know, it's good to slow down and, you know, do things like, you know, go to Dollywood for the weekend or,
yeah,
you know.
I need to, like, I have been dying to just go see a movie in the theater.
Yeah.
And I know some are opening up.
Yeah, something in our town are open. Me and Lisa went. It was great.
I need to go. I heard Empire Strikes Back is back in theaters. That'd be neat. I need to watch it. But I guess I'm ready for that, like, that, because I'm into the superhero movies. I'm ready to go see the Black Widow movie, something I haven't seen before, something that people keep talking about, and I'm ready to go to the movie and watch it with some with some popcorn, even though I don't like popcorn.
With other people.
With like, other people.
There's
yes.
a there's That's something about
a huge part about
yeah. It's a communal thing, you know, because you're like you're all. It's kind of like going to a concert, and you're a big concert person, Casey, and you know, and there's something about being at a concert, and you're all singing along, and you're all jamming out to the same band, and there's something about that, you know, that we've missed. And so now I really think when you're able to start going to the games again, going to movies, going to concerts, you're going to really appreciate it more.
Yeah.
You know, because you're going to be able to instead of just letting it just, I've been to, I can't tell you how many Alabama football games I've gone to in my life, but you know, you just wish you know, because it's so different now, you know, mm-hmm. and everything that you just wish, man, I really need to stop and appreciate this more
for a long time.
Sure.
And I hope not. It's an interesting time. I didn't even think about touching on it, but it really is an interesting time because a lot of people have definitely slowed down because of this, mm-hmm. but a lot of people have been extra stressed because of this. There's no telling how many different things that, you know, everyone is going through. But we're so caught up in what we have to do in this entire, quote, new normal.
Right.
That we bring it up. We know of it. We know that there are problems and there's, you know, the unemployment rate and everything going on. But we're so caught up in our own stuff that sometimes it's hard to miss someone who may be struggling in one of those areas, like that walked right next to us in Walmart. Mm-hmm. It's just a really weird time.
But, yeah. But going back to the verse, you know, I think it's kind of like trying to say, you know, like to notice these things, mm-hmm. you know, like you need to notice these things because, you know, that's what Jesus would do.
Yeah.
You know, and as Christians, I've really tried to make this like my number one priority, like this year, especially at school.
Yeah.
You know, we're around people to minister, mm-hmm. you know, because that's what Jesus, you know, did. And so, you know, when you see somebody struggling, you know, you need to go over there and, you know, talk to him. You don't need to be so caught up on yourself, you know, mm-hmm. that you miss. And it's a very easy thing to do. And it's not being selfish. You know, we just have different things to do. But the more you are open and aware of things going around, more opportunities to minister will Absolutely. Open up.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I remember going on band trips in high school. You know, we went to Chicago my senior year, and I had never been I had never been north of Kentucky or Tennessee. So, you know, we're on the charter bus. Hours in, we get to Indiana, and I was amazed how different it was. Like looking out the window, and it's just windmills for miles.
Yeah,
and there's nothing, no hills, no trees in the horizon. And it's one of those things where you like you put yourself down and you just enjoy that type of different scenery you've never seen before. And I think back and I'm like, what if there was someone who was so caught up in like the movie they were watching on their phone or just their phone in general and yep. they didn't get to see that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. there are just so many things that we pass by.
The world is passing us by while we're looking at Snapchat.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, and cell phones. We're so like, talk about tunnel vision on our cell phone.
I walk around here sometimes, and I'm just walking around looking at my phone.
Well, like we said.
And I'm like, that's ridiculous. What are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've been the same way. Like, put it up.
Yeah, actually, when I started noticing that my phone would tell me how much time I spent on a screen.
Right, yeah.
I actually made it a challenge to see how low I could get it.
Yeah. They started doing it every week where I get the notification that said, like, your screen time was like down 28% last week, and I was like, "That's pretty good. I'm enjoying life." But in reality, my eyes were just on my work computer.
Loophole.
I know that. I've been still kind of hung up on the whole small things that Clint was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And as somebody who moved out when they were 18 to go live on their own mm-hmm. for a short time. It's the small things that your family does is something that you don't realize until you don't have it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you learn to appreciate those things more.
Oh, absolutely. That's another good example for sure. Having tunnel vision, like trying to get your life settled. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like that. I was the same way. Like I was so focused on graduating and going to college and getting out of the house. Mm-hmm. That wasn't an option. I thought it was, but it wasn't. But I'll just say, like, growing up and, you know, having some of that adulting responsibility put on me, mm-hmm. those smaller things, I definitely appreciate those things. And I look back and I'm like, I wish I could just take a moment and appreciate that one small thing they did, you know, that dinner or that favor they did or mm-hmm. something like that. So
yeah,
and the days are getting shorter as life goes on.
I remember going on like vacations with my family when I was a kid, teenager, and I remember it made me uncomfortable when he would say it, but it's so true now. My dad would say, "You'll never have it as good as you do right now."
I know it always it gives you a very uneasy feeling.
It gives you an uneasy feeling, but looking back at that,
it's right.
Boy,
it's,
is that true. And not that my life is bad. My life is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But that's so true because I didn't pay for that vacation. I didn't have to plan the vacation.
Right.
I didn't have to take off work to go on that vacation. I didn't have to study during that. You know all those things that, you know. And so it's so true, you know. And in the moment, it's sometimes hard to stop and realize that when you're in it. Mm-hmm. It's only when we kind of look in the rearview mirror that we think, man.
I'll say it right here. I miss high school.
Yeah.
I wish I could go back.
I miss not having all the responsibility.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I wish I could go back.
Nate is on that side. Nate is in the place where you wish you were going to go back.
Don't leave.
Nate is in the place where he's probably thinking, I cannot
wait
to go back.
You are in the perfect spot.
He's got what we call the senioritis.
I will say I miss the experience. I say that like I'm already out. I'll miss the people, and I'll miss like band and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the work I will not, because it's ridiculous. But
I'm beginning, even though I have like a year and a half left, I'm beginning to get some intense college senioritis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I should probably stop and take a minute and appreciate this.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Well, buddy. I try to, with that in mind, because I know it's about to be up. I try to get me and my friends together as often as we can.
That's good.
And like Saturday, grass cutting season is winding down.
Mm.
And so I had to do some hedges that morning. And then after that, you know, was the game, the Alabama game at 2:30, Roll Tide. And we didn't have anywhere to watch the game. But we do have an old bass boat that barely floats and a pond. So after we cut hedges, we went and got Zaxby's. All of us got wings and things. Mm-hmm. We went and got Zaxby's, came back to my grandparents' house, got in the boat, pushed off, and then one of my friends pulled up the Alabama game on his phone. And so we just floated around the pond. Like whenever we get close to the bank, we just push back off again. And we ate and watched the game on the boat.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool.
And like, you know, talk about little things. You know.
Yeah.
Little things.
Yeah.
I know that often one question that some people may ask is what would you do if you could change, like go back 5-10 years and change something about yourself? And I kind of think about it, and I don't think I would change anything.
I'd change plenty.
Mainly because I think that life is about making mistakes and learning from your mistakes.
No doubt.
Sure. Now,
and
yeah.
I don't think that I would be in the same place particularly if I changed anything.
There's plenty that change.
Because I think that's just a part of being more introspective about yourself and being willing to look and understand that we made mistakes and that we can't really change those things, and those kind of develop who we are as people.
Absolutely. No, that's true, and I've heard that. And I agree with that to an extent, you know. I'm very happy with where I'm at, and I look back and think, man.
I think that I would just like to go back on some areas where I could have made my life so much easier
had I not
made such poor decisions aspects of my
life. I wish I had actually done my homework.
It all goes back to the small
like,
things.
Like, honestly.
The small things, yeah.
Yeah. So.
I would definitely say I would probably have respected my parents a lot more than I did when I was a teenager.
I would have too.
I would have probably showed them more appreciation.
Yeah. I really wish I would have respected my college pastor more. Oh, wait. I didn't.
Are you trying to call us out?
I'm just kidding. I'm just like.
I guess you're right. I'll start appreciating you more and more.
Oh, no, no.
Right now, after this
episode. Oh, boy. Well done, sir. Well done.
Well, thank you for joining us and us reminiscing the past. As we slow down and take a moment to appreciate some of the things that we did in this life. Remember, you can slow down, too, if you just take a breath and look around you. Get your eyes off your phone right now. Stop looking at your phone.
Be willing to appreciate
as soon
God's
as the episode ends
world.
Get off your phone.
Yeah, that's right. As soon as this episode ends and you start another episode, then stop looking at your phone and then look around.
All right.
And remember to follow us on social media But we're all over social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Conclave, Conclave Metro, or Conclave underscore Metro.
Now, when they hear this, will we have already finished our fall retreat, or we will?
Yes. That will be over.
Yes. So they will have enjoyed, we will have already experienced movie night and hiking to the Cahaba on Saturday.
Yeah.
So then we will have some stories to talk about that next week.
Oh, absolutely. All right. Remember, follow us there. If this is the first time you've heard about it, you can join us at Conclave every Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Most Sunday nights at 6 o'clock. Typically, we have food. You can come for the food. It's free. Mm-hmm. And then you can stay for the great message by Clint Johnson.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Wednesday's at 6:30 Conclave View. We're in our series right now called The Good Book.
Good Book.
Last week. Pastor Andrew is taught us. And that's going splendidly.
Sure.
And Metropolitan Church of God every Sunday at 8:00, 8:30 and 11 o'clock by Pastor Jason Browning. I'm going to have to redo this one.
Oh, boy. It's okay.
I'm just kidding. No,
it's just part of it.
And then we'll see you on the next episode of
Conclave Radio.